圣诞节平安喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, happy Merry Christmas.
这个节日不是关于属世的礼物，而是耶稣基督道成肉身赐给我们最宝贵的礼物。
This holiday is not about gifts. It's about our Lord become flesh and give us the greatest gift.
我停三十秒，我们好不好？在座的弟兄姊妹，左右的你们彼此的问候，用三十秒的时间。
We'll give you 30 seconds so you can greet each other.
Thank you, 赞美主。我们借着这样的信息，借着这样的问候，我们与主相连，也肢体之间也彼此的相连。
So through this message, and we are connected to each other.
今年我们一年的主题是在神的光明中行走，这个主题。
This year our theme is to walk in the light of God.
我们在这个主题上一同思想了下面这些很多的一些题目。
And together we have been looking at a lot of different topics.
我们有分享了分辨成圣。
We have looked at discerning and sanctification.
谦卑合一。
Humility and unity.
同行默想。
And walk together and also to meditate.
口说耳听。
To say in words and also to listen.
祷告还有结果子。
And to pray and to bear fruit.
上次的信息是服事。
And the last message we had was about serving.
转眼来到了年末，今年在这个主题上，这是最后的一讲。
This is the last message I'll be giving this year.
但并不意味着说我们在光明中行这个主题已经结束。
And that is not to say this theme about walking in the light has ended.
因为在光明中行是我们每一年的主题，是我们每一天的主题。
Because this is the topic of every year and every day.
有一个题目是不太多的听到。
And there is a topic that we don't address very often.
但圣灵感动我说，这个题目不讲的话，感觉在今年的主题上有所缺失。
So I have this, the Lord moved me to think that if I did not share this year, then we are missing something.
这个主题就是有关奉献。
And this is about offering.
也就是今天我们要讲的主题，要献上神所喜悦的奉献。
And this is our topic today, offering to please God.
一说到奉献，我们包括我自己在内，我们马上脑子有一个反应。
Once mentioned about offering, immediately I have this thought.
第一个反应就是数字。
The first is about a number.
一个是绝对数，一个是百分数。
One is the actual amount, and the other is a percentage.
第二个反应，我们马上想到了新约圣经里的一个人物。
And then immediately we think about this one person in the New Testament.
这个故事就是关于这个穷寡妇的奉献。
And this is about the widow's offering.
他把自己仅有的两个小钱奉献到那个奉献箱里。
So she took the only two copper coins that he had and put it in the offering box.
如果用数字来说，它是很卑微的一个数字，但是用百分数来说，这是它的百分之百。
So in terms of the number, this is a very small number, but in terms of percentage, this is 100% for her.
我们从这个寡妇的奉献，我们看到了其实 不是这两文小钱，而是有两个重要的点。
So through her action, we see two things, not just the,not the two copper coins, but two important points.
第一个是她和神的关系，她把自己完全的交托于神。
So the first is her relationship with God. She entrusts everything to God.
第二个是她对神的信心，她的信心在神，她知道她的奉献，因着奉献不会神不会不供给她。
And the second is her faith in God. And she knows that if she gives, then it is impossible that God would not give back to her.
那我们再继续的往下分享这个奉献的题目，我们先看看奉献这个词。
So first, let's look at the word offering, its meaning.
从词义上讲，它有着献上祭物，作为礼物，献上礼物这么一个字义。
The meaning of the word has this one meaning, that to offer the sacrifice as a gift.
他献上了就是要分享，这是他第二个意思。
And the second meaning is to share.
借着奉献呢，参与到服事当中，参加服事。
And through this offering, she participates in serving.
从灵义来看这个词。
From the spiritual meaning of this word, offering.
是把自己的所有权交给神。
And is to offer up the ownership, to God.
借着奉献是一个生命的连接，是把自己连接到神那里，也连接到团契里边。
And also through this, it's a life connection and have fellowship.
用心的这个奉献，那是它的灵意，是上次我们的主题。它是一个敬拜的侍奉。
And the third is about the worshipful service, and that's also our last message.
那关于这个词，第三个我们看到的是一个态度。
The third is we see an attitude.
那就是主动的，带着敬畏的心，并且是心甘情愿的。
So these attitudes are first a self-motivate, you're self-motivated, and also in reverence, in awe.And also willingness.
而这个态度就是神他要看到我们的心意。
And through this, through these attitudes, the Lord can see what's in our heart.
而不是那个绝对数或者说百分比。
It's not the actual amount or the percentage.
我加播一段，这是昨天发生的事，这是我们教会敬拜团队带领的同工和这些。同工们一同的，我们有三次的报佳音。昨天。
So this brings up this. Yesterday we have a caroling that with at three different locations.
有商场，有餐馆，还有这个老年公寓。
At a grocery store, at a restaurant, and also at a elderly.Accommodation.
在预备的时候呢，我们其实心里边有一些想法。
And we had some thoughts in our heart.
这么多的服事，这么多的报佳音，我们吃得消吃不消？
So many places to go. Can we endure it?
万一没有人听到怎么办
？What happens if nobody hears it?
感谢主，我们在预备中把这件事完全的交托给神。
So praise the Lord that through our preparation we lifted up these thoughts to the Lord.
神带着敬拜团队的弟兄姊妹，就这样的就带着喜乐，带着平安，把周六的休息放下，我们就去一起做了这样的服事。
So we served by brothers and sisters all.Laying down their rest on Saturday and to serve the Lord.
结果如何呢？
What was the result?
神掌管了一切。
The Lord controlled everything.
首先神让我们参与服事的弟兄姊妹们得着了。
And through the serving, brothers and sisters received.
因为我们同心合意地经历了一个服事的见证，一个奉献的见证。
So in unity we testify testify our serving and our offering.
神也祝福了，正好有机会在那里听到这个报佳音歌声的这些人。
And also God also have people that were there to hear the caroling.
有的是购物者，有的是在那进餐的客人。
Some were people who were there to buy groceries. Others are the people that are at the restaurant eating.
弟兄姊妹们感受到了听到歌声他们的回应，他们心里的回应。
And we all saw their response.
他们首先感谢我们教会这样的服事，但更多的是他们我想听到了熟悉的神的声音。
They thank brothers and sisters of the church, but also most importantly, they heard the voice, the gospel.
他们也感受到了，在堪萨斯这个地方，神与堪萨斯同在。
And they can see that the Lord is here in Kansas.
神祝福了整个的过程。
And the Lord blessed the entire process.
弟兄姊妹在三场这个报佳音结束的时候，看到弟兄们他灵里。比刚来的时候还欢喜快乐。
And we see that brothers and sisters were their hearts were they were more encouraged.
我本来想去问候弟兄姊妹辛苦了，可是我自己也不觉得累，我就没有问候。
At first, I was going to ask brothers and sisters to encourage them, but since I wasn't tired, I didn't do that.
我们被圣灵被神的祝福所充满。
And we are filled by the Lord.
这样的事工我们明年还会继续，今天下午还有一次。
And this type of serving we're going to have again next year.
如果有感动的话，其实欢迎大家都参加今天下午两点半的这一次报佳音。
So we have another caroling to this afternoon at 2:30.And you're all welcome to join.
我们一起看一下保罗关于这个侍奉的这些经文。我们是在刚才弟兄带我们读了哥林多后书9:6-8，我们再读一次。少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的，神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能行多行各样善事。感谢主。
2 Corinthians 9:6-8. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give.As he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiencies in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. Praise the Lord.
这三节的经文似乎是从数字开始，因为有一个多，好像似乎从数字开始。
So, it seems like this is...starts with a number because it mentioned about plentiful or sparingly.
但是我们读完这三节以后，我们看那个数字消失了，根本不是数字的问题。
But at the end, we see that disappeared. The amount, the idea of the amount disappeared.
第六节讲到了一个非常朴素的农民的道理，就是多种多收。
So the verse 6 talks about what farmers know very well. If you sow plentifully, then you will reap plentifully.
近处说我们在座的弟兄姊妹有很多种后院种菜园子的。
And even though here among our brothers and sisters, many of you have a garden.
没有一个人，我敢说，没有一个人说我省一粒种子吧，我省一棵苗吧，大家都下种，只能下得多，不会下得少。
So I don't think any of you would say, let's save one seed. So when you rather sow more than less.
原因为什么呢？因为种植的弟兄姊妹都知道，我这颗种子下去，它收获的肯定多过这颗种子。
So because you all know that when you sow that seed, you will reap more than just that one seed.
这是一种信心。
And that is a faith.
如果农民说这些种子下去，不敢说50%，或者说100%都长不出苗来，我想他们就不会下种。
If they think that if you put in the sow the seed and it's not going to grow, then you would probably not do it.
第二点，这个经文里说到了甘心。
And the next is about willing, a willing act.
甘心就是也不勉强，也不做难。
And to be willing means that you are not reluctant or under compulsion.
而神看的就是这一点，他喜悦我们心甘情愿的奉献。
And God sees this one thing that He is pleased with our willingness.
Yeah, 我们再看到，正像农民播种的这个道理一样，我们的奉献，神是要丰丰富富的给我们祝福。
It's just like the farmers, God will let us reap bountifully.
他给我们的是丰富的恩惠和能力的祝福。
And he gives us grace and also power.
那根据这个经文，我们奉献的主题，今天我们的 focus, 我们的专注点，不是在于说听完这个道以后我们下次把 number 加进，并不是这个目的，而是说神借着今天的信息让我们看到奉献在我们心中它是如何。
So this our focus today is not to say that after you hear this message you would come up with a number. The focus is what does it mean to you in your heart?
因为有了奉献的心，后边的奉献是这个心意带领下的行动。
Because if you have this heart of offering, then the next is the action of faith.
这个行动是圣灵带领我们做的。
And this action is led by the Spirit.
我们下面讨论一下信心的操，第一个是信心的操练与试炼。
So the first, we're going to be talking about offering the practice and the testing of faith.
第二个是捐得乐意蒙神的喜悦。
The second one is that offer willingly to please God.
第三个是得神更丰富的恩惠。
Third is to receive God's richer grace.
我们光看这三个题目，我们就知道奉献不再是我们单方的付出。
Just looking at these topics, you should realize that it is not just a one direction. The giving is not in one direction.
因为神不需要我们这些奉献。
Because God does not need our offering.
而神要借着我们愿意奉献的心，他要丰丰满满的给我们祝福，给我们恩惠。
God through our willingness to give will richly and give us grace and
blessing. Yeah. 好，下面我们看第一个题目，这个行动，我们看两个例子。圣经上的例子。
So the first, let's look at two examples from the Bible.
我们大家都很熟悉刚才讲到的那个捐献了两个小钱的那个寡妇。
So the first one is this widow that gave the two copper coins.
在马可福音12:43，耶稣叫门徒来说：“我实在告诉你们。”这穷寡妇投入库里的 比众人所投的更多。
Mark 12:43, and he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box."
耶稣在这说的不是数字，而是说这个寡妇完全的交托和完全的信心。
Jesus said this is not about the two little coins, but that her complete and trusting and her full faith.
另一个例子大家仍然很熟悉，就是相对的一个例子，就是那个年少的财主。
And the second one is about this young rich owner.
马可福音十章二十一节，你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天。你还要来跟从我。
Mark 10:21b, you lack one thing. Go sell all that you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. And come follow me.
他做了什么？不用我解释，大家都非常的清楚。
You probably are very familiar with this verse, and so you know what he did afterwards.
他前面说的话我们都还记得，我律法上说的事我都做了。
What he said before this, you all remember. He said, "I have done everything the law required me to."
他的顺从外表，只流于外表。
His obedience is merely outward obedience.
而他的内心，他的信心是没有，是关闭的。
And his heart and his faith is closed.
那我们看奉献，既然是行动，那行动必然需要有操练。
Since faith is an action, this action needs practice.
那刚才我们读的经文，少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
We just saw that earlier says the whoever sows sparingly also reaps sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
这句话把播种和信心关联在了一起。
So this statement put the sowing and the faith together.
当我们自己奉献，不管是财物、钱财，还是把我们自己的是这个服侍奉献，把我们自己奉献，都是这样一个信心的操练。
And whether it is our offering of money or offering of our service, it is still it is the same practice that we have to go through.
Yeah, 我们众弟兄姊妹都参与过服侍，再加上昨天的例子，都见证了这一点，我们的服侍不是单单的付出，而是神要给我们加添。
So, we have all experienced this, brothers and sisters, through your services, that it is not just a one-directional giving, because through this, God will richly bless us.
那从另一个角度的话，是祝福。我们在马拉基书三章十节，万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我，指的是神是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾福于你们，制止无处可容。
Malachi 3:10 says, "Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need."
这几节的经文印证了前面农民种地的道理。
And this passage testified to the truth of the earlier verse about the farmer sowing seeds.
神说你试试我，神就是说你根本都不用试，你就相信就好。
The Lord said, "Test me." Actually, we don't even need to test me. We just have to believe.
因为神已经 准备好了，他准备把这个祝福的这个大，就像我用了一个词，我们都知道倾盆大雨，我在这换一个词叫倾盆大福。
So actually the Lord has already prepared all of this, that he is ready to pour down his blessings.
神要给甘心乐意奉献的，要给丰富的祝福，多到一个程度，以至于都容不下了，装不下的祝福。
And God is ready to give us his blessings so much so that it will be full.
这是多美好的祝福。
How great is this blessing?
那下面我们再看看这个下一点，下一点是是我们信心的一个试炼，奉献。
The next point is the testing of our faith.
Yeah, 我们知道马可福音在十章二十四节，耶稣对他们说：“小子，依靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊！”
Mark 10:24 says, "But Jesus said to them again, 'Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God.'"
这是在扭头离开的那个少年财主离开以后，耶稣说的话。对门徒说的话。
This is what Jesus said to the disciples after this young ruler left.
这句话在我们今天也是对我们说的话。
This is also his word to us today.
因为如果说我们今天把我们的眼目盯在世界，盯在财富上，那同样这句话也是适用的。
If all we see are riches of this world, then today these words are is for us also.
马太福音给了我们给了我们盼望。马太福音六章二十一节，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
In Matthew 6:21, it gives us hope. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
我们读到的是什么呢？那就是说我们的财宝在天国的话，那我们的生命，我们的心也是在天国。
So it tells us that if our heart is in the kingdom of heaven, then if our treasure is in the kingdom of heaven, then our heart will be there also.
我们的奉献，包括我们的服事，把我们全人的奉献，正是借着这个经文，神给了我们应许，我们如果把我们自己完全交托给神，那神定会给我们丰丰富富的祝福。
And through, if we give ourselves, offer ourselves to the Lord, then He will bless us richly.
感谢我们的主。
Praise the Lord.
下面一个点就是神他喜乐我们喜悦我们奉献的心。
Next is about God valuing our willingness, a willing heart.
我们都知道有一些很大的企业家。
We know that there are some businessmen.
当灾难发生的时候呢，有不少的企业家，他们非常慷慨解囊。
When something happened, they're very generous in giving.
那些捐献的数量是我们常人达不到的数字。
And these numbers are numbers that we can't reach as a normal person.
第二天报纸消息这个news 新闻就播了什么什么企业家奉献了一笔巨款。
And so, the reporters will report in the newspaper the next day that so and so gave so much money.
我不想说 negative 关于这件事，我不想说负面的话。
On this, I don't want to say anything negative.
但是有一点。
But there's one point.
如果说很多人或者有人挑战这些企业家的动机。
So if someone challenges their motive. Of giving.
有人说你这是 沽名钓誉，假冒伪善。
And said you're just trying to get a name and you're a hypocrite.
或者说他的奉献对他的这个商业的利益没有任何的好处的话。
And if it wasn't, if his giving doesn't help him in his business.
我们能设想这些不信主的企业家们他们会如何今后会如何做。
So if that is not the case, what would he do in the future?
我们也知道有一些的奉献是为了求神的保护，求神的那两个词叫保佑。
Some people give so that God will protect them.
所以这些的奉献都是一些表面的在做。
So many of this type of offering is offering on the outside.
蒙神喜悦的奉献，正像哥林多，就刚才我们读的经文，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
So offerings that are pleasing to God is just like what we just read. We must decide in our heart and not reluctant, not under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
神从来不看那个数字。
God doesn't look at the numbers.
他看我们的内心。
He looks at our heart.
感谢主。下面我们说的，我们要看这个奉献，不是说我们一冲动而做的事。
So giving is not something that you do as a reaction.
这个就哥林多后书九章七节里讲到了一个词，个人要随本心所酌定的。
And Second Corinthians 9:7 says, each one must give as he has decided.
这个酌定，内心的酌定是什么意思？
What does it mean to decide in your heart?
是算一下我们本月的 budget?
Is it to look at our budget?
还是算一算今年我已经奉献了多少，是不是差不多了？
Or is it, let's take a look, see how much I have given this year. Is it enough?
都不是。
No, it is not.
这个酌定是在寻求祷告之后心里的声音。
And this, this decision is only made after prayer.
所以说神在这保罗说的这个奉献，这个捐得乐意是在祷告之后的行动。
So, what Paul is talking about this decision is after prayer.
虽然这个祷告这个词没在这里出现。
Even though he didn't mention prayer.
神他喜悦我们的是在寻求和祷告之后的心甘情愿的奉献。
But God is pleased with after we seek him.And then decide in our heart and willing to give.
当我们有了这个奉献的这个心，被神看到以后，神是喜悦的，神并且要赐给我们丰丰满满的恩惠。
If we have a willing heart to give, God will give us a rich blessing.
那这个祝福，这个恩惠是我们要借着奉献。我们要经历神这些恩惠。
And through the offering, we have to experience God's grace.
这些恩惠不是我们去求来的。
It is not grace that we ask for.
不是我们用奉献去换来的。
It is not an exchange for our offering.
而是神在他的主权中，神心甘乐意的赐给我们的祝福。
And it is God's willing to give to us because of our willingness to give.
当我在22年辞掉工作，全时间的读神学院的时候。
In 2022, I quit my job and become full-time student in seminary.
在这个决定之前有一段的挣扎。
And before that, I have some struggles when I was seeking.
跟顾姐我们一起都有挣扎，保险怎么办？家里唯一的收入没了，以后的生活怎么办？还不该领那个社保 security， 这几年。 Yeah, 还有六年。
So, we were struggling with what are we going to do about insurance? What are we going to do if we lose our only income? And I was 6 years away from getting Social Security.
当我们一起寻求祷告，平安做下这个决定的时候，神看到了。
When we made this decision after seeking God together, and we were at peace, God saw that.
在这几年当中，神给了我们丰丰富富的恩惠。
And through those years, God gave us richly.
不但没有缺少，生活上没有缺少。
Not only that, we weren't lack of anything.
我们更是无忧无虑，平安喜乐的寻求了这么几年。
And we were, we had no worries, and we were, we peacefully passed through these years.
这是神他的恩惠。
And that is the grace of God.
丰丰满满。
Richly.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们在座的每个人都经历过神如此这样的恩惠。
And I'm sure brothers and sisters have experienced this abundant grace from God.
因为他喜悦我们心甘情愿的侍奉。
Because he was pleased with our willing offering.
我们都知道我们的冯牧师他已经96岁。
We all know our Pastor Fang, he's 96 years old.
探访他的弟兄姊妹都想去关怀他，安慰他，或者就关怀问他的健康情况。
And brothers and sisters want to go visit him and see how he's doing, how his health is.
我也一样，我们去探访他一次。
And we're the same. We visited him one time.
他轻描淡写对自己的健康。
He actually really his health really doesn't matter that much to him.
而分享的是他在基督里得着的。
And his sharing was about what he received in Christ.
我们一起的唱诗歌。
And we sang the hymns together.
他送了我两本书，是关于默想。
And he gave me two books about meditation.
正是那天我正道，就是默想的题目。我就讲完道，我下午就离开。他讲的正好，给我的书就是那个题目。
And it was specifically the message I was going to give the next Sunday.
神丰丰富富。
The God of abundance.
他让我们经历他丰富的恩惠。
And he let us experience his abundant grace.
神还借着我们的奉献，借着我们的侍奉，他让我们得着一种合一，得着在这个合一中得着满足。
Through our offering, God gives us a satisfaction and unity.
使徒行传四章三十二节，那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一个人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用的。
In Acts 4:32, now the full number of those who believed were all of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to them were their own, but they had everything in common.
这是一幅多么美好的一幅画面。
How beautiful is this picture?
我在弟兄们当中感谢主，我经历了这样的画面。
And among brothers and sisters, I experienced this.
借着这次预备讲章，神让我看到。
Through preparing this message, the Lord let me see.
我们生命的成长原来经历了好三个过程。
That our lives go through three different stages.
当我们在最终的时候，我们的话就跟那个刚会说话的小朋友一样，这是我的。
So, it's, when we're still in sin, when we say, our words is like that of a little child. This is mine.
神让我们放下这个。
The Lord let us lay it down.
然后进入到这是我们的，我们就看到了教会的光景，这是我们的弟兄姊妹的，是身体当中的，这是第二个经历了，这是我们的。
So next, our growth is we see that these are ours, And God let us experience that, just like this verse.
而神借着这个救赎和成长的这个路径，他要把我们带到一个目的地，我们都是神的。
And through the growth, God will continue to let us see that one goal is that we all belong to God.
我的全人是神的，更何况我身外之物。
My whole person belongs to God. So let alone the things that we own.
我们在这个过程中看到了，我们和罪的告别和肢体的合一，我们与神的和好。
So through this process, we see that we say goodbye to sin and that we join together with our brothers and sisters and we reconcile with God.
我们在这美丽的合一中，我们在经历神的爱。
So in this beautiful unity, we experience God's love.
神让我们在爱中能够遮盖，他应许我们在爱中能够遮盖许多的罪。
God promised us that in love it can cover multitude of sins.
神不但祝福我们，我们心里的得着，生命的得着，他还赐给我们能力。
God will give us power through the experience through when we experience His grace.
就像刚才哥林多后书九章八节的后半句。使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
As in 2 Corinthians 9:8, it says, so that having all sufficiencies in all things and at all times, you may abound in every good work.
我们都知道这个善事是神眼中的善事。
Now we all know that this good work is good works in the eyes of God.
但是靠救我，我们真是没有能力去多行善事。
Through our old selves, we cannot do these good works.
而我们借着这样的奉献，我们能神能够赐给我们这样的能力。
And through our offerings, God will give us the power to do this.
也就这几节的经文，他提醒我们说，在奉献中，我们会经历神的恩典。
Through these verses, we see that through our offering, we will experience God's grace.
在恩典中，神会赐给我们更多的能力。
And in grace, God gives us more power.
在神赐的能力中，我们能更多的行善事。
So in the power that He gives us, we may abound in more in good works.
这就是神借着奉献这个题目，他要带领我们走一条生命上升的路。
So, through this topic of offering, God wants to lead us in a path of ascension.
走一条成圣的路。
In a path of sanctification.
那这是今年最后这个主题。明年我们都知道，明年我们的主题是当作圣洁的活祭献与神。
So this is our last topic this year, and next year we're going to be sharing about offering ourselves as a living sacrifice.
那我们从这个心甘情愿的奉献开始。
So it starts with a willing offering in our heart.
要做到心甘情愿的这个奉献，我们当把自己作为活祭献给神。
In order to achieve a willing heart, we have to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们把主权交托神，圣灵就会带领我们过圣洁的生活。
We offer our sovereignty to the Lord, and He would lead us in a sanctified life.
而这一切就是神所喜悦的。
And all of these pleases God.
啊，我们今天一同的来思想了三个题目。
So today we share three points.
信心的操练与试炼。
The practice and the testing of faith.
捐得乐意，蒙神喜悦。
And offer willingly to please God.
得着神更丰富的恩惠。
and receiving God's richer grace.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在寻求神的话语当中，我们在今年这个主题上寻求的这个过程中，我想我们每个人都已经得着。
I'm sure that brothers and sisters, through this process of seeking God's word, you have received already.
神更是借着今天这个题目，他不是要拿走我们什么。
Through the topic today, he's not here to take away what we have.
而是要借着我们的奉献，借着我们的侍奉，参与到神的圣工当中。
Through our offering and our service that we participate in his good works.
神在应许中他已经给了我们应许，如果我们如此行，神他必让我们得着天国的基业。
And he has already promised us if we do this that we will have inheritance of in heaven.
当我们把自己完全交托于神，神就会赐给我们丰丰富富的恩惠。
If we completely give ourselves to the Lord, then he would give us a rich grace.
他会让我们越来越得着力量。
And we have abound more and more in power.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Praise our Lord.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主天父，感谢你主。
Lord, we thank you.
你今天把奉献这个题目你放在我们当中。
Lord, you put this topic of offering in front of us.
主啊，你的心意真的不是要从我们拿走什么。
It is not your intention to take away from us.
而是主，你要借着我们的奉献和侍奉与你有份。
And you want us to have a part in you through service and offering.
你借着我们的参与，主，你要祝福我们。
And through our participation, you want to bless us.
让我们与你的国度有份。
So that we are part of your kingdom.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你祝福弟兄姊妹。
May you bless our brothers and sisters.
让我们有一颗心愿，愿意把自己完全的交托于你。
That you let us have a heart to completely offer ourselves to you.
好跟随你行这条成圣的路。
To follow you in this path of sanctification.
等基督再来的时候，主，我们会欢喜快乐的在天国与神相聚。
That we will be together with you when you come again. We will be with you in heaven.
主，求你与我们同在。
Lord, may you be with us.
求你祝福我们。
May you bless us.
这样的感谢、祷告、祈求，是奉我主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. 凡是心甘乐意奉献的，都是神所喜悦的。